Hello, and welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app Study Now. I'm your host, Scott, and once a month, I sit down with a guest and we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. Today's topics include a couple of police officers getting fired for playing a Pokemon game, and later we'll talk about efforts to preserve the vanishing Japanese craft of Edo Komon. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome back, Steve. How are you doing so far in the new year?
I'm doing okay. I'm surviving. How are you?
Yeah, about the same. About the same.
At the time we're taping this now, yesterday was Setsubun. Did you ring in Setsubun in any special way?
I didn't. I'm always aware of it, but it seems like that's something that's, you know, it's more fun to do with the kids, and I don't have kids, so we just kind of never really do it.
I tell you, I love it. I love it. It's my favorite.
Wow, really? What do you love so much about it?
I love the sushi. That's it. Even before I had kids. I have kids now, and we do the whole bean throwing thing and dress up.
Sure.
I mean, that's fun. That's great. But it's the sushi that I look forward to every year.
Now, are you talking about the special, the Eho Maki, the super big one that you got to cram in your mouth while you're pointed in the right direction every year?
Yes, that's right.
A lot of my supermarkets, they always say, you know, like, make sure you pre-order your Eho Maki here so that you can get it. And I just never remember. Speaking of the supermarket, I was at the supermarket the other day, and right next to the supermarket is a Subway sandwich shop, and they had a poster advertising like an Eho Maki Subway sandwich, which I thought was a little silly.
The funniest one too, though, is if you go to Gusto, the chain Gusto, they don't really advertise this, but they have Eho Pizza.
What?
And Eho Pizza is a regular pizza folded in half. That's it.
That's it.
That's why they don't promote
it. That is the laziest marketing push I've ever heard of.
Well, that's why they're not really pushing it hard, because I think they know it's kind of a joke.
They're kind of embarrassed about it. Our first topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on January 24th, titled, Two LAPD Officers Fired for Playing Pokemon Go During Robbery. Two Los Angeles police officers lost their jobs for playing the mobile game Pokemon Go. They apparently ignored radio calls about a robbery nearby, because one officer spotted a Snorlax Pokemon in the game on his phone, and they drove off in pursuit. This is hilarious and sad a little bit. and this was your choice, Steve. Before you tell us why you chose it, I feel like we should make sure that everybody knows what this game is.
I think people know what Pokemon Go is. It's kind of a cultural phenomenon.
You never know. But you've played it, so can you explain for people that don't know what Pokemon Go is?
Okay, well, Pokemon are like little cute weapons, like animals, weapons, I guess. Weaponized monsters, if you will, yeah.
Yeah.
And in this game, you use your smartphone and you walk around a real map based on the real city,
right,
and you find Pokemon, yeah, and you flick your finger on the screen to throw a ball at them and catch them.
Yeah, so you're using your phone to capture imaginary monsters, kind of.
Yeah.
It's a great way to, like, explore your own town, because if you're searching for a monster that might be in a neighborhood that you never go into or something.
I found like a sumo studio, like up the street. Sumo stable, they call it.
Wow.
It was just like a blank building, so I never really noticed it until I checked the Pokemon stop.
It's such a great way to explore what is around you.
Yes, unless you're an on-duty police officer.
Right, yeah. So tell us a little bit about why you chose this one.
Part of the reason is I do play the game. I've been playing since the beginning. The other layer to this is the whole bumbling cop aspect, because
yeah,
you always see those in movies, like the whole, you know, goofy police officers, but you never really think they exist in real life. Like,
right?
Police officers are usually pretty intimidating and scary.
Yeah. So this was a surprising level of lazy incompetence for police officers, I thought.
This story happened, by the way, I think 2017 is when the actual incident happened. They appealed
right,
it in court. That's why it's news now. But, you know, that was really at the peak. So that's why nowadays, even a Snorlax is like nothing.
Do you have any good stories from playing Pokemon Go?
So this was about probably the same time as this incident happened, probably around the peak of the craze. And when you play Pokemon Go, they have these things called gyms, which are pinned to landmarks. And they have these things called raid battles, where a super strong Pokemon will come out. And it requires multiple people to defeat the Pokemon. You probably can't do it by yourself.
Oh, I see.
So, and they happen at a scheduled time. A timer goes off and says, okay, at 2 o'clock, this thing's coming. So get ready.
So everybody has a chance to get there.
Yeah. So you'd probably notice it at that time. You'd probably see like a group of 40 to 100 people gathered around like one street corner.
Right.
So I was at one of those things. And again, this is around the peak. So it was probably at least like 60 people crammed into this like tiny intersection to get it ready for a raid battle.
Wow.
And it's a little dangerous because they're tight roads and cars are passing through and stuff.
Yeah, geez.
So we had to stand with our backs against the building in like a single file row. And everyone's looking at their phone screen. I was looking at my phone. I had my headphones on. I was listening to music while doing it, while waiting. Mm. And I guess because I was against a building, my GPS was going all screwy. And it was making my character walk away from the spot where I was. And you have to be within like a certain distance to participate in the fight. So I go, oh, fuck. And now the cursing is important to this story. I'll explain in a minute. And then I start walking to the other side of the street to get a better reception on my phone. Now, while I was looking at my phone, though, obviously you hear people talking. And I heard a guy beside me talking. But when I looked up from my phone, I saw the guy beside me was talking to me. He was another foreigner, and he was trying to strike up a conversation with me because I guess I was the only other foreigner in English. So, but I had no idea at the time. So what I did was I went, oh, fuck. I looked at the guy, and then I walked away because at that moment, it still didn't register in my brain that he was talking to me. Like I just saw him looking at me,
oh, no.
And I walked away. I walked to the other side of the street. I was just standing across the street from him. So in his mind,
oh, poor guy,
he started talking to him. I said, oh, fuck, and walked away to the other side of the street.
He just thought that you really, really did not want to talk to him.
And
oh, man.
What could I do at that point? I was standing on the other side. We're just looking at each other.
Oh, that poor guy. He's out there to this day wondering, gosh, am I really that unpleasant?
Yeah, so I mean, man, if that guy is listening now, I apologize for that. It was a bad GPS reception, that's all. I didn't mean to do that.
Wow. Before moving on to our next story, let's have Steve check in on the top 5 most popular stories on StudyNow from the past month. What do we got this month?
Well, at number 5, we have Japan, rare country where Twitter beats Facebook in market share. I agree, Twitter is better than Facebook, so Japan is right.
Yeah. But it's awful. Yeah, the way they manipulate information is awful, both in what you see and what you don't see. And God.
That reminds me, I had a guy send me a message on Facebook, and he said, by the way, I was looking at your Facebook page, and you know, on your Facebook page, it says you're a woman. He said, did you know that? So I had to explain. I said, yes, because I put fake information on my face. All the settings, I put the wrong thing. So I'm like a 60-year-old black woman from, I don't know, Ecuador or something like
that. Oh, that's brilliant.
It doesn't matter anyway.
That's brilliant.
The people who know me. It's got a photo in my name.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't matter. Eh? It's just for their data harvesting.
That is hilarious. What else do we got?
Well, at number 4, we have Japan finally gets new U.S. ambassador. Okay, pop quiz hotshot. Who is the new U.S. ambassador to Japan?
God dang it. I just read his name yesterday. Like, I thought he was the ambassador before, too. I can't remember. Oh, no, it's Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, good job.
It took me long enough to remember it.
At number 3... Osaka Metro to get new train cars for World Expo. The headline fails to point out that they look like spaceships.
I didn't think they looked like a spaceship, though. I thought they just looked very, modern and block-shaped. And
they look like the cockpit for a TIE fighter. They look exactly like that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, they do kind of look from Star Wars.
Yeah, the Millennium Falcon cockpit.
Yeah, okay, I can see it. I can see it.
All right, anyway, number two, study finds face masks make people more attractive.
I feel like this was a backhanded, I feel like this was a thinly veiled insult to most people.
Scientists are just, let's just troll everyone with this study here. So you're all better looking with a mask over your face.
What's in the number one spot for this, for last month?
Number one. Oh yeah, this is big news. Number one, McDonald's stops large medium fries until end of year. I should clarify though, this story was in the last week of last year. So
So the end of 2021.
Yeah, at that time it was intended to be like a 1 week rationing of French fries. But then it got prolonged after that, actually. I think this month they extended it.
Which is really interesting because Freshness Burger, their competitor, decided to give more potatoes.
Literally, they're just screwing with McDonald's and saying, hey, we got lots of fries.
All right. Well, that was yet another interesting roundup. Thank you very much for counting those down.
Oh, and thank you for letting me.
Our final topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on January 28th, titled Tokyo Shop Crowdfunding Digitization of Edo Komon Patterns. A Tokyo craft shop that has been in business since 1882 uses hand-cut paper stencils to apply intricate patterns to textiles. But because there are fewer and fewer craftspeople that have the skills to create new ones, the company has started a crowdfunding effort to preserve the stencils by digitizing them. This is super interesting. I've seen these before, these Edo Komon, and I'm always amazed at the detail. Have you seen these things in real life?
No, not in real life. I just saw the pictures from the story, of course. But yeah, it's hard to imagine made from paper. Like, I could never make something like that, I think.
Yeah, this is something that's been happening for over 100 years, right? And I'm always amazed. One of the reasons I chose this story is being foreigners from pretty young countries. I'm from the U.S., you're from Canada. Compared to Japan, you know, our countries are very young, and it's always amazing to just live in a country with such deep history and culture.
Well, that was a question I had when I first came to Japan. I always wondered about things like that. You would see all the temples, and those things are so intricate and old and big.
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, who makes those things, and like, what happens if they break? Who fixes them? Like, they must not need them very often, right? So is somebody just waiting in the wings to do it? And how much do they charge? Like, I always wonder how this business model could possibly work.
Yeah, what is the economy of these ancient techniques? Mm. I guess the part of the efforts are to keep the demand high, you know, keep these techniques in the public mind so that people know to ask for them.
I guess the other reason, too, is I think that UNESCO is a big deal, right?
Right.
Did you ever hear about UNESCO before coming to Japan? I'm curious, because I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know that I did. If I did, it was like only very slightly. But
yeah, no one talks about it in Canada. I guess that's why UNESCO seems to be a bigger deal here, I guess, because there's so much heritage that needs support and protecting.
And this reminded me of a project that I worked with a little bit last year, and it's called the Utsuwa Project. They gather craftspeople who are involved in making traditional Japanese homes, specifically like the interiors, the rooms. It was like a two-step process is, you know, first to gather these people and create a room, like a modern version of the Japanese room, the washitsu. But then they also wanted to preserve it, so they created an international component of this. They actually went abroad to Germany, and they gather young people and teach them about the Japanese way of doing it so that these traditional crafts and methods can get outside of Japan and maybe find a new life.
that's an excellent idea, I think, because something like a tatami mat or something probably is so common here that people don't think too much about. But like in Germany, for example, or France, I think France, people love that kind of stuff too. It's a very exclusive, like unique item to have. So it'd probably be very valuable. And learning how to make one by hand would be a valuable skill in these countries, I think. So that sounds like a great idea.
Well, I'll put a link for their project in the show notes. So I thought it was, it's super interesting. And yeah, I like that idea of trying to preserve things by spreading it. If you enjoyed today's episode, visit our homepage at studynow.jp and download our English News Study app.
Every day, you can read and listen to articles like the ones we talked about in this podcast. For each story, the app gives you vocabulary and grammar explanations in Japanese.
And with a premium subscription, you'll get access to show notes from today's podcast episode, a full transcript of our conversation, and many other study tools that will help your English study efforts.
Be sure to check out our English quiz app, American Dream, available now on iOS and soon on Android.
And finally, we have a new YouTube channel to give you even more listening practice with a wide range of original videos about culture, news, and English.
Just follow the link to the channel in the show notes for this episode. Or, if you're listening on a podcast app, look in the episode description. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel when you arrive.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for joining me today and talking about some New Japan and Old Japan in our topics today.
Yes, thanks. Speaking of which, I have a Pokemon raid battle to go to, so I have to step out.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck. I hope that you get your Pokemon and don't insult any...
curse off
random, any... random people.
Can't promise you anything. It's a vicious game.
It is what it is. Best of luck. And thanks to everyone out there for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.